Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at day two of NeoCon on the 10th floor, and I'm in the managing commercial space. I'm here with Natalie Jones. Natalie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. So good to see you.
Good to see you. This is toward the end of the day. It's been very busy. Talk a little bit about the traffic. I mean, 10th floor is a great place to be, and in this space, we had trouble getting to the back of the space.
We're in a great location, and traffic this year has just been amazing. We're all so pleased with the amount of folks that have come through the showroom and the amount of folks that are working on projects. I think the whole industry seems to be real upbeat this NeoCon.
You know, I'm hearing that from several of the interviews we've done today, it's not just people that are kicking tires. There's actually some work's being done. They're in here. They're looking for specific products, and that's what you're seeing, too?
We've had more sample requests go out this NeoCon than I can ever remember. Just from all of the new introductions, people are wanting them immediately for projects, so we're shipping them out the door.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons that I definitely wanted to see you is because you guys won an award. You won the Best of NeoCon Small Booth Award. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we're thrilled that we did win the Best Showroom Design for the Small Showroom category. I think it's drawn a lot of people into the space just coming by to see. It's a beautiful, clean design, very sophisticated. We wanted to really celebrate design and celebrate the products that we're showcasing this year. So in the front of the showroom, we do have our beautiful new collaboration. We partnered with Hendrick out of a design firm from Atlanta, and it's a lovely tile and broadloom collection inspired by where architecture and nature meet. It's got amazing sculptural qualities married with natural qualities, so it's a broad base appeal and works for multiple market segments. Then moving through the space, we have another carpet collection that we're featuring called the Monarch Collection. And that one's really, again, inspired by nature and taking the details that you would find in nature and translating those to beautiful design. So the Monarch Collection's been a big hit, very large-scale, bold patterns, and people are much more accepting of large-scale patterns we're seeing today and getting a lot of requests for that type of design.
Okay. And also, I mean, one of the things you didn't mention is and I caught it right as I came off the hall, is this gorgeous wood. I mean, you have taken the product. What's that called again?
Earthly Elements. Can't forget that. I'm glad you reminded me. We did win Best of NeoCon Silver in the hard surface flooring category for our Earthly Elements wood collection. It's a really fresh take on wood. It's available in 12 by 12 squares as well as 12 by 24 rectangles. So it's a real unique format that we haven't typically had in the past in wood.
Now, I saw this at Surfaces, and I saw it, I think, more in the square and triangular format. It's here in rectangular format, and so I guess you're saying that since it's here and you've won this award, this product has enough of a wear finish on it for it to stand up in a commercial environment.
It is a commercially rated wood. It's got our Quantum Guard HP wear layer, which is a aluminum oxide UV-cured wear layer, so it's ideal for commercial traffic, but it does happen to look great residentially as well, so it's a great crossover product for Mannington.
Okay, and then as we move back into the space, I noticed you have almost a wow floor. You have look like a two-layer vinyl flooring, and that's the great thing about Mannington, because, you know, Mannington is the one company where I think you can get almost any flooring available out there in the marketplace. I mean, you have tile and hardwood and carpet and vinyl. You cover all of the categories.
That's right. You know, we say choices that work, all flooring solutions through just one point of contact, and yes, that is our wow floor. It's our relaunch of our BioSpec MD product, which has been a workhorse in the Mannington line. But we're relaunching it with wonderful new sustainable features with some new performance characteristics and an antimicrobial. So it is a workhorse performance, typically an institutional type product. But we're really intrigued with the idea of taking a very institutional and performance-driven product and showcasing it in a beautiful way and creating a design element from it. We think that it really represents the future of design thinking for institutional-type products. So today at NeoCon, it is a three-dimensional, two-layer floor. That's our concept car, but we're working actively to bring that into real-world running line product.
All right, and then I guess you picked the winners of your textile. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think I'm most excited by year two of our textile design challenge. Last year, it was such a huge success, and this year we really broadened the platform. We had two winners, one for hard surface and one for carpet. So we've had voting all through the month of May. We've had it here in the showroom in Chicago, and we cut off voting at noon today, and at 2 o'clock we announced our two grand prize winners.
And this is actually done on the internet, right? I mean, they can actually see the products and vote on it. And so how many finalists did you have? And take us a little bit more detail on that.
It is a social media platform, and it's great because we've got over 13,000 registered users that actively look at the products, become engaged in our product development process, comment on the designs. It's really opened up the door for us in opening up the product development process and engaging our customers. This year we had 6 finalists for our designs. They're young designers with 7 years or less experience, so they're practicing designers, but they're brand new to the industry. Textile really creates a platform for them to showcase their talents and try their hand at product design.
And actually, we have one of the two winners with us here right now. You're Laurel Harrison, is that right?
That's correct. Okay. Hi, Kip.
And so, how did you end up finding out about this textile award process?
Well, I have a really great rep in Los Angeles. His name is Benjamin. And he called a few days before it was ending and said, you have to do this. This is an amazing opportunity for young designers like yourself. And I said, absolutely. I'm going to submit something right now.
Okay, so you submitted a pattern drawing and they turned it into carpet is what happened, right?
The majority of the people and myself submitted a digital image that we created. And they chose from that and turned it into a hard surface and a carpet.
I mean, how did you get so many votes? Because it was a great design? Is that what happened?
Yes, that's right.
It's a beautiful design. And I have to say there was a lot of voting going on in the showroom as well. So I think that was neat because coming in the showroom, the design community got to meet and interact with all of our finalists. For Laurel's example, they got to see her product up close and personal and see the beautiful textures and colors that she created. And the voting was just overwhelming.
And Natalie, it had to kill you that, I mean, she's a UT grad. You had to give it to her, huh?
I know. I guess I can only say go Vols.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, thanks for spending time with us. Congratulations, Laurel. We've been talking to Natalie Jones, who is Vice President of Brand Development at Mannington Commercial. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloraDaily.net.